Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
We couldn't quite hear you. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir. So just hold on.
Okay, sir, could you just please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record, sir?
222-095.
And could you state your name again for us, sir?
Michael Cobb.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. To my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He is our board chair, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as your panel chair. Also with us, sir, is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, sir. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Correct.
Okay. On that form, sir, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right, sir, Mr. Cooper. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have two allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. Cooper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your banging on the windows and doors at your ex-girlfriend's house on or about July 23rd, 2017. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, thank you, sir. So your next allegation states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 9, 2017, as verbally directed on August 8, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admissions of Mr. Coop, I'm going to rule the finding that he's delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he may have lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he was an absconder.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Cook, to get any additional information or information that you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Osborne.
Yes. Mr. Cobb was released from DOC custody on June 19th of 2017. He was arrested on October 16th, 2017 by the Oral Valley Police Department on his condom warrant status and was returned back to our custody on October 17th, 2017 with 68 of con days with a community supervision end date of March 26th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, criminal trespass first degree, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2007, failure to appear, first degree, 6 months. 2009, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. And 2009, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. He's had three terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is SCG and gang information noted that he's suspected Aryan Brotherhood. Prior term of supervision, 2008, TIS completion, 2 months, 1 week. And 2012, TIS absconder, 12 days, returned to custody and reached CSED. Has a moderate misdemeanor history with assaults noted. Other arrests, 1999, burglary, third degree, AZ juvenile probation. 2002, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ juvenile detention. 2003, possession and sales of marijuana, AZ County Jail. 2005, possession and sales of marijuana, AZ fine. 2005, minor possession of alcohol, AZ guilty of their sanction. 2006, aggravated assault, AZ guilty of their sanction. And 2007, aggravated assault, AZ guilty of their sanction. As a community risk score of G7V8, and I do have status and charges attached from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson, dated Thursday, November 30th of 2017. State's offender has two misdemeanor cases pending in Tucson City Court. Both are still open and currently in warrant status. See, number 041747 for disorderly conduct, noise violation, date of arrest, July 23rd, 2017, the event to attend court, and the other for assault, date of arrest, August 13th, 2017, offender failed to attend court on 8/24/17. So there are two warrants pending at this time.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Osborne. Sir, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your brother, Stephen Cook, at 1425 West St. Clair in Tucson. So are you still staying there at the time that you were arrested, sir?
I was still my address, but I wasn't at the house when I was currently arrested.
Okay, where were you staying at, sir?
Well, that's where I was staying, but I was staying the night out in Goldman, so I was 7-8.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes.
Where were you working at?
Wise Home Builders.
Okay. So it says that you were assigned a task color code for random drug screens. You were assigned the color navy. You were directed to call tasks daily, Monday through Friday, submit UAs. And it says that on July 21st, you had a negative result. So on August 8th, ETG added to was added to, I'm not quite understanding this, ETG added to the offender's drug test. Does that mean something was added, or that's the first time I've seen that?
Yeah. They had testing, the requirement to test for alcohol as of that day. Start testing for alcohol.
Okay.
In addition to the other screen.
Okay, all right. And then, sir, on August 8th, looks like you had a negative, but it was diluted. You were referred to CAP. August 2nd, you had a staffing with a parole officer due to your being discharged with disorderly conduct and domestic violence. It was determined that after the police was reported, we received action at that point was going to be taken. On August 8th, the offender's task is to have ETG added to your task today and to report tomorrow. But it doesn't give any results on that, sir. So, Mr. Cooper, looks like he was started out doing pretty good, and then what happened?
Well, I ended up finding some stuff out, like my case monitor even, and that's kind of how that domestic violence sort of comment came in at 1-8. I went to knock on her door, and my daughter, I was trying to wake her up, so I lost my phone the night before. I had the kids at my house, so I wanted to call them and freak out when she couldn't get a hold of me, basically. So I knocked on her door and went to her bedroom window and red lights. I was about 10 minutes just trying to enter her in. I was trying to wake her up. It was early morning. And I got in and had a few words with her. I was, you know, I seen some paraphernalia laying around, which that's the time why I had to hit that house. And we got her number and left. I didn't know the law enforcement was called at that point because I thought I really didn't do that. I kind of, we had some words and I left. And that morning I was on. Well, I know I was in contact with the police later on that day, and they informed me of that. So they took me to jail for disturbance. They said it was a DV disorder conduct or disturbance the police officer was sleeping. And at that point, I informed my POs of it. And I reported to him, thinking I honestly thought that he was going to take me to custody. And then he didn't. And he said, I basically told him, you know, we might have to have staffing on this or something, and he ended up calling me about, I don't know, some days later, and told me to drop that day and report the next day, which I told him I couldn't report the next day, but I kind of thought I was going to go to jail, and I just wanted to buy this one more time out, that's in the middle of the job. So I went down and did a drop like he went to when the Friday came, and I was supposed to report him. I kind of got spooked, and he comes coming back here, and he's decided not to show up. After that, I started drinking, and, you know, until we kind of caught, I started working with, you know, just turn alcohol after that. I
kind of
got spooked at that point.
Okay, so during the 68 days that you were absconding, were you working during that period of time?
Yeah, I was working the whole time.
So when you were knocking on your ex-girlfriend's window, were you intoxicated when you were doing that? According to the report, it says you were intoxicated when you went over there.
That was like at 9 o'clock in the morning or something, but it was super early in the morning.
So the night before, I had had a couple of drinks, but that day, I wasn't
nowhere intoxicated that morning, no. Mm-hmm. So where are your kids at now, sir? Right now they're in Kansas.
Her kids' mom, her husband, her kids' mom, she ended up taking the kids to a grandmother's house, and she moved up to Kansas, and they sent the kids out there to her, and I think she's sober now, and she has the kids back as far as I know. All right, so I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Kopp, why did your parole officer decide to add alcohol to your drug testing panel in August?
I absolutely have no idea. I believe it was the police report, intoxicated, they didn't say I was intoxicated that day, but I did have a couple drinks the night before that. But not that day, but I'm guessing that's why he decided to add it.
About how many drinks did you have?
About six pack, probably drank half of them.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. So I want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussing, Mr. Cooper. Okay. Are you doing any program right now, sir?
I can't think of any program here.
Okay. All right, the board's going to go into discussion, Mr. Cooper. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. However, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, sir. And we will get back to you when the board has made that decision. Stay on the line. You'll be able to hear the conversation taking place, sir. Appears Mr. Coop started out doing good, wind up having some issues with his ex-girlfriend and getting some charges placed on him. He does have a misdemeanor warrants out for his arrest at the current time. He did start drinking alcohol. They didn't show any positives for drugs. However, he was absconding for 68 days. So what he was doing during that period of time, no one knows as a result of him being an absconder from supervision. I would hope that he take these last 3 months that he has left and try to work on a plan or some program while he's still at DOC. Although he says that he hasn't been able to get any programming at this time, however, I would hope that he could work with the CO3 and try to come up with some type of program and maybe start attending AA meetings or something to try to get himself straightened out so that when he does get released in March of 26 of this year, that he'll be able to be a productive citizen, get himself together, and maybe be able to spend some time with his kids, even though they're out of state at this time. So that is my decision at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board for any comments that they may have. Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Cool find that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed, about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as he had absconded and had started to use alcohol. We don't know what he was using drugs during the period that he was out as an absconder during those 68 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Cool, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on March 26th of 2018, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing at this time, sir. Try to work with your CO3 and see if you can get in some programs of 10-day AA so that when you are released, sir, that hopefully you'll have yourself together, sir, and you'll be able to be a productive citizen. And hopefully, sir, we wish you the best of luck in being able to spend some time with your kids. Yes, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.